And as the weather starts warming up, yes, it is time to get back in the water, but quite a few Australian kids, maybe it's your grandkids, have been prevented from getting to their swimming lessons because of the pandemic. And to discuss that, we're joined this morning by Swim Australia CEO Brendan Ward. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning.
The situation at the moment with kids not being able to get to swimming lessons, it's starting to create a bit of a problem because, have I read this right, around about half of Australian kids aren't learning to swim at the moment?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, we've had lots of swim schools that were closed down during the pandemic, and that has had a massive impact on not only kids attending, but also the number of swim teachers that we've got available to actually teach those kids.
And this being Swim Safer Week, obviously, this is really important to make sure that we can get kids back in the water and learning before they do get out into some of the less controlled environments such as the beaches.
Yes, it is. That's exactly the reason we're doing it. It's really a spotlight on learn to swim and water safety. We're aware that only 37% of parents plan to enrol their children in official lessons in the next 6 months. And nearly a third said that they plan to teach the kids themselves. And, you know, that's a great idea, but only to a certain point. And, you know, much like learning to read or write, learning to swim is an essential life skill and it needs to be taught by a professional.
Speaking this morning with the CEO of Swim Australia, Brendan Ward, about the situation where children have not necessarily been learning how to swim over the last 18 months. And, Brendan, as part of Swim Safer Week, you've got, I understand, the Swim It Forward initiative.
Yes, that's right. Some research that we did last year showed that one of the major barriers, I suppose, for people getting into learn to swim was affordability. And so we launched a new initiative called Swim It Forward, much like Pay It Forward. We're asking if, you know, if people are able to, if they could donate a lesson for a kid. Lessons typically go for about $20. And so we've got an option to do that on our swimsafer.org.au website. We're doing it through the Australian Sports Foundation. And we've also got some application forms. If there are parents or families out there who need a bit of a helping hand, then they can apply for some funding to go through those learn to swim lessons.
And this applies to everywhere across Australia, doesn't it? So if you do have relatives interstate or if you've got relatives interstate who want to donate a lesson, maybe a few lessons as a Christmas gift, I should say, then this is the opportune time to do it.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. We're doing that right across the country. And we're also encouraging some of our swim schools to set up their own community pages so that they can raise funds for their local community. But also we're very concerned about the remote and regional parts of Australia. And that's something that we're really wanting to try and make an impact on as well, positively.
And that's certainly something that you can get involved in. And Brendan, just for those who might have missed it, that website again, if you can, please.
Sure, swimsafer.org.au. That's where people can donate. They can fill in the application form. They can find a swim school near them. And there's a whole bunch of resources on there for parents to think about what they can do themselves with their own children.
CEO of Swim Australia, Brendan Ward, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.